This is the broom that Mike and I jumped when we got married.
Jason and I want to start our own traditions.
It's just so ghetto.
I was going to say simple.
Many African-American wedding ceremonies end with the bride and groom jumping over a broomstick to begin their new life together. The custom dates back centuries to slavery and is believed to have roots in West Africa. But for Sabrina and Jason, whether or not to include the time-honored tradition in their wedding on Martha's Vineyard, an island off Massachusetts, is a small detail considering the vast differences between their two families.
Jason and I are in love. We're really in love.
Jason makes a good impression, but we haven't met his family yet. What are they like?
I don't know.
Haven't met them yet.
Sabrina.
Mom.
Mrs. Watson never lets her daughter Sabrina forget about the family's status, and she is suspicious of Jason's humble background. Angela Bassett plays Mrs. Watson, and she doesn't worry that her character's haughty attitude could alienate audiences.
I don't pander for the audience to like me. If you don't like me, I think that's even more an interesting choice.
Far from the Watson's Island mansion, the Taylors live in New York, where Jason's single mom worked at the local post office to put him through college.
By now, she should have come over here to Brooklyn to meet me. You will not believe it. She sent me a text message. A text message when she can pick up a telephone and call me like I'm a human being. Oh, play this. Strike one.
Stage and screen veteran Loretta Devine co-stars as Mrs. Taylor, who seems determined to stop the wedding.
I don't think she ever was dishonest with anybody in the film, and I think that she really drove to save her son, because she really believed that he was in danger. So I played her. That was what I tried to bring to it, her mother's love for her son.
The two families bring opposite views of the Black American experience. But director Salim Akil believes the story is not only about ethnicity.
In popular culture, there's this notion that African American men and women can't get together and we're having these issues and da-da-da-da-da. I think it's an American problem, because I know a lot of white women and men, and they having just as many issues, you know, trying to find that person as anyone. The conversation starts at how do we negotiate these relationships?
Sometimes life will really test you.
Oh, well, we'll pass. I mean, Reverend James, Jason was sent to me. He's my soulmate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so sweet. But even a soulmate can really test you.
Well-known Black clergyman Bishop T.D. Jakes has a cameo in the film, and as a producer of Jumping the Broom, made sure it delivers his signature theme of uplifting spirituality. However, Paula Patton, who stars as bride-to-be Sabrina, insists the faith-based message never got in the way of telling a believable story with believable characters.
It is a film that could have, I mean, the Taylors that are from downtown, you could have definitely gone into caricatures and stereotypical ways that they may behave. And the same thing with the Watsons, who are uptown, and you could have seen them be too uppity, and you wouldn't have seen the heart and the three-dimensional attributes. We're all human beings. We come from different places, but we need to speak to the honesty of these people. And if the humor comes, then it comes.
Jumping the Broom does use a luxurious mansion on Martha's Vineyard for the wedding venue, but most of the film was shot in the Canadian province of Nova Scotia, where the rugged coastline looks similar, but the tax credits for film production are far more generous. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.